This guy talks smack every week. He leans out of the box, home or road, lets them know who their daddy is. This is Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
There's
Joseph.
A certain swagger involved. That's correct.
There really is. Well, Joe, you know, you look back at this game on Saturday. It was 21-21 at halftime. Rice had done a good job with that hurry-up offense, moving up down the field, putting points on the board, and Bobby Johnson told us after the game that they just went a little bit more basic in the second half. They started getting some pressure on the quarterback and got the job done with a shutout.
Yeah, I thought it was a great call in the second half to sort of simplify things and not try to adjust to every single look that they saw. You know, the offense would come out and then the defense would try to react, and they just went more basic defensively, and so they were in position quicker. And you sort of rely on your athletic ability, and this is a very good defense. We've seen that, and certainly to shut out a Rice team that was averaging almost 49 points a game in the second half was a spectacular performance. And, you know, we saw Chase Clement. This guy's the real deal. That quarterback, he was outstanding, and it was a combination of the defensive changes. The offense began to move the football steadily. And really one of the keys to the game was Vanderbilt won the special teams battle. You know, Vanderbilt almost always got better field position on kickoffs and punts. Brett Upson pinned them back a couple of times. Of course, DJ Moore's 67-yard punt return was a factor. And of course, Brian Honfelt was terrific, not only on the 48-yard field goal, but a number of his kickoffs went into and out of the end zone. And when you make the other team start at the 20 on a consistent basis, you know, and send the message, you're going to have to go 80 yards to score. It was a very impressive performance.
And in the process, Honfelt set a school record.
Yes, he is the all-time leading scorer by a kicker at Vanderbilt, passing John Markham. So one NBA guy passes another, and they're two very good friends. But, you know, Bryant has just been kicking the best of his career. And, you know, we've talked about it. The ball just exploding off his foot right now. The one he made from 48 would have been good probably from 58. He's done a terrific job.
Joe, you know, the gadget plays work. Sean Walker, Jamie Graham scoring on the end of rounds. And it's interesting because Vanderbilt got almost all of its yardage on the ground.
It sure did. You know, this is another game where they've been below 100 yards passing. That's three straight now where they haven't thrown the ball for 100 yards. But, you know, when you rush it for 273, you're averaging, you know, 6 yards a carry. It's not a bad idea to keep it on the ground. You know, Jared Hawkins had his first career 100-yard game, and you know, Chris Nixon with 85 yards, he was very selective. But, you know, Chris just did a really good job, and I know some quarterbacks don't like hearing the phrase, but Chris did a great job of managing the game. You know, he took what was there. He made the right decisions. He didn't make any bad decisions. And he's just leading the team to victory, especially in that second half. And to me, one of the most exciting things about this team is watching it now develop this tendency, two of them really. One, to respond when the other team scores. You know, the other team, Rice, on a number of occasions, especially at the end of the first half, Rice took the lead with about 3:30 to go in the half, and Vanderbilt marched downfield and scored with 15 seconds to go in the half to tie it up. Now, I thought that was a huge drive, and that's something they've done on a consistent basis. The other is they're winning the fourth quarter. You know, they just seem to get stronger as the game goes on, and in all three of their wins, they have won the fourth quarter.
And you alluded to second half, Bruce Fowler going to that simple two-deep zone. They tackled better, but how about the two sacks by corner Myron Lewis that really killed the first two Rice drives and just really seemed to take a big chunk out of their offense?
It almost looked, Mark, as if suddenly Vanderbilt was coming from places Rice didn't expect, and it might have been guys they didn't expect. We talked about Myron had a great game on Saturday night. Another guy who did was Brent Trice. You know, here's a guy that, you know, he's 6'3", and he's only about 215 or 220.
That play was huge, the hit and fumble recovery, the
sure
sack
was.
And fumble recovery, because it was – Vandy was down 14-7. Rice had it first and 10, I think, inside Vandy's 30-yard line. They score, it's 21-7, and everything's probably different.
You're probably right. But Brent was a guy that we had seen sparingly, you know, a former defensive back moved to linebacker. But they lined him up on the defensive line on most of the occasions on the evening on Saturday. And that was something that we had not seen. Certainly Rice had not seen it. But when you've got Broderick Stewart on one side and Brent Trice on the other, that's a lot of speed on those corners of the line. And Rice had a difficult time adjusting to that. Obviously, it worked very well.
Joe, Coach's Show coming up tonight?
Coach's Show at 6:30 tonight at the Commodore Grill. We're looking forward to it and hopefully have a big crowd because it's back in conference action now going down to Ole Miss. That'll be a huge game, you know, coming up on Saturday night.
All right, we got to squeeze 30 seconds out of you because I called Ingram yesterday. David Price made his Major League debut. Derek Jeter ends his innocence, so to speak, with a home run. But David pitched five strong innings.
Sure did. 5 1/3, I think, is what he pitched. Struck out four. Imagine making your Major League debut in Yankee Stadium.
Packed.
That's pretty special. And I know that was a very important day for him. I think he was very impressive.
Joe, thanks a lot.
See you guys.